What's your million-dollar business idea? We're going to talk about it today on Coach's Corner. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, Empowerment for Entrepreneurs. This is episode number 35, Your Million-Dollar Idea. Today's episode is sponsored by The Marketing Network, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. Visit us online at www.themarketingnetwork.tv. Use offer code COACH at checkout and save 25% on your membership. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Robert Imbrielli, and it's been a fun busy week over here. I hope it has been for you as well. And today I want to get into something that kind of came up for me at the last episode, I told you I was going to a party, right? And every time I go to a party, a seminar or an event of any kind, one of the things that happens is people come up to me. This is always, this is not just exceptional once in a while. This is always, people will come up to me and they will say, Rob, I've got this great idea for a business, right? I always hear that. It's like, I've got this great idea for a business. And they say, it's going to make millions, right? How many times have I heard that? I hear that probably 4 or 5 times a week. And if I go to a party or any kind of event like that, boy, I hear that again and again and again. I've got this great idea for a business and it's going to make millions. But the real question is it really a good idea? Now, what I normally do is, first of all, I understand that if you have a great idea, the last thing you want to do is spread it around, especially to a guy who's in marketing and can really make things happen. I'm the last person you probably want to share that with, right? If you've got a great idea, just what I need, an idea that could actually work, right? I really don't need those. I've got plenty of those. But the last thing you want to do is being sharing with everyone. So if you're going out and you're sharing it, probably you don't have the greatest idea. And we're going to talk about that today in terms of, how do you know if the idea you have is an idea that can make it into the market and make money and become successful? Well, you know, you never know with absolute certainty. A lot of people look for the certainty. And I know when I start talking to them about their ideas, they kind of like, well, I've got this great idea, but I'm not sure and I don't know. And should I invest in it? And should I invest the time, the energy, the money that it's going to require to put it all together? And right away, I know it's not going to work. Why? Because if you're not behind it 100%, who else is going to drive it? Who else is going to drive your idea if it's not you, right? The only way it's going to happen is if you come up with an idea and you license it to another company and they run with it, but they'll probably modify it and they're probably not going to do it the way you want it anyway. If you want it done the way you want it done, it's got to be you. So if you're not the primary driver of your idea is not going to work. It's not going to succeed. So that's number one. So that's the first thing I look for when I speak to people like that. That's the first thing I look for. How committed are you to this idea? Is it something that gets you up early in the morning? Is it something that keeps you up late at night, or maybe does both? Is it something you'd rather work on than, say, go hang out at the beach or go to the bowling alley with your buddies, right? So in my case, that was always it. When I came up with a business idea that I really wanted to run with, like back in the old days, it was building bulletin board systems. And, you know, sure, you know, get up early in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm on the computer. Oh, I'm doing my work, doing what I can to build this thing. All right, got to jump in the shower, got to get breakfast, got to get over to my regular job, right? Did my regular job, 5 o'clock, got out of there, got home, had some quick dinner, and bang, jump right back on the computer again. Right? That's an idea that's going to work. And sure enough, you know, it led to my very first sale online back in 1989, when nobody knew there was a thing called online. I was already selling an $1,100 sale online in the middle of the night from South Africa. You know what I mean? So it's very different game than I was playing. So how committed are you? That's number one. How committed are you to this idea? Then we can look at the other pieces of it that make a big difference. So first question I always ask is, well, who's your market? Who is this idea targeted to? In other words, who is it going to help? And this is a hard question. A lot of people, even people later in years in business and have been in business for a long time, they're not super clear on this. So one of the tricks, if you will, to being very successful in business is you figure out who your market is and you keep refining that definition of that market as you go. Because you might say, well, it's women over the age of 35. Okay, that's really great. But you can have a lot of sub-markets within that, right? You can get tighter and tighter and tighter. And the tighter you get, the more profitable you become, because you have to spend less money to reach less people to get more sales. So you really want to work on who's your market. A lot of people, when they come up with an idea, they have no idea who their market is. So that's, you know, number two after, you know, do you have passion? Number two is, do you know who your market is? Probably not. Okay, that's not a good thing. So let me ask another question. Does your idea solve a problem that people in your target market already have? You can't say, you know, my market is everybody. Because once you hear that, you know you're not targeted. You're never going to make any money. Not everybody's going to buy everything, right? So does it solve a problem for people who are in your specific market? And the answer is simple, yes or no. And if it's no, no go. We stop right here. That's as far as you're going to go with it, right? So you got to look at it from that perspective. Does it solve a problem? If it doesn't solve a problem, or if you say, well, it solves a problem people are going to have, well, then you're too early, right? You bring it to market now, it's going to flop. You're going to be out of business before people actually start experiencing the problem that you're meant to solve. So you hang on to the idea. You wait a little while until people start experiencing that problem. See, the worst thing that I hear from people is, all I need to do is educate the marketplace. You don't have enough money to educate the marketplace, folks. You just do not have enough money. You do not have enough time. You do not have enough passion. There's no possible way you're going to educate the marketplace. The marketplace is here now, and they have a problem, and they want it solved. They're sick and tired of X, and if there was a solution to X, they'd put money on the table. Some people have problems where they learn to live with it, and they say, I don't really care about solving this. You know, you hear that a lot of times, especially with software. Yeah, you know, it doesn't really do what I want, but, you know, it's good enough. I'm not going to worry about it. It's good enough. It's too much trouble to change. So sometimes you come up with an idea for a piece of software, but you have to look in that market. Are they already ingrained? Are they already happy enough with what they're using? And is the problem that you're solving really that big? If it's not that big, yeah, it's probably not going to work. So different degrees of problem. So the bigger the problem, the more chances that you're going to succeed. The other thing you want to look at, another good question, does it do it cheaper? Does it do it cheaper if somebody else is already solving the problem? Can you solve the problem cheaper? Can you solve it better? And obviously, can you solve it faster than anybody else? Right? If you can do those things, well, you have a chance. If somebody's already solving the problem, right? You take the iPhone. The iPhone's a great example of this. When it came out, there was very little opportunity out there, very little other devices that could actually give you access to the web. There are very few devices that could give you texting, and texting, there was very few that had keyboards. I think BlackBerry at the time was probably the only one, probably the most advanced. And then iPhone came along. iPhone came along and solved a lot of problems, right? They made it a lot easier for you to do text messaging. They made it a lot easier for you to get on the web. It wasn't perfect, certainly not, but it came along. And then what happened was, you know, everyone recognized, well, this is a real problem. We got to solve this. So all the Android phones started to come along. What did they start to do? They started to do what iPhone did, but they did it faster and they did it cheaper. They innovated quicker. Every 3 months, 4 months, the new phone was showing up on the market, in the Android market, right? iPhone, their cycles a year. So they did it cheaper. They did it faster. They came to market faster. And, you know, it can be argued whether or not they do it better. Some people believe it's better. Some people believe it's not better. But they're following the pattern, as you can see. And that's why today they are, you know, solid competition out there. You have the Android phones and you have the iPhones. And they're both very good phones. And some people fall on this side, some people fall on that side. However you choose to solve that problem. But both phones are solving the same problems, right? Some of them's doing it a little bit differently, but they're both solving basically the same problem. So just because somebody's already in a market space and already solving the problem doesn't mean there's not room for your idea. Your idea could be a great idea if it solves it better, faster, cheaper, right? So don't give up on it too soon. Dig in a little bit for. So here's some of the best ideas. I'm going to give you some framework here that you may want to write these down and just remember them as you're coming up with ideas. And this is both for new businesses and also for established businesses, because as we're in business, right, we're never going to be, you know, just in business on one idea. Apple doesn't exist alone on the iPhone. It probably could, but it doesn't. It's got other products out there, right? It solves other problems in other ways. So in your business, you're going to be doing that, you know, on a regular basis. Actually, one of the methodologies of success is to constantly be innovating. and constantly be bringing out new products, new things to market, because, you know, products have a life cycle. They go as far as they go, and then they kind of die off, and they die off slowly. Some of them die off a little bit quicker, but if you've got nothing to follow up with, you're in trouble, right, as a business. So I'm going to give you a couple of things that you want to think about as you're coming up or coming up with these ideas, what I call your million-dollar ideas, and we all have them. We have that sometimes 3, 4, 5 times a day we have these ideas, and what we want to do is you want to make sure that we're putting them in the right format, in the right context, if you will, so that you can see that you're making progress, solving problems, doing it better, faster, cheaper than anybody else, and you're getting traction in the marketplace. Okay, so I'll get into it, and rather bumbling around with the introduction of it. Okay, the best ideas, obviously, they solve problems. That's number one. And you really have to look at that piece alone. When you come up with an idea, because a lot of us have ideas, we say, oh, this would be so great if only, right? But, you know, really got to look at what that problem is. Is the problem big enough that people would actually spend money wanting to solve it? That's the other question. Is it big enough that people are actually going to spend money to want to solve that problem? Well, the answer is either yes or no, right? The best business ideas also improve on current solutions we talked about already. So if something's already out there, how can you make it better? Now, it's great to see somebody came up and figured out a solution for X, and you might look at it and go, it's great, only it's missing Y, or it's missing Z, or it's missing these other pieces that can go along with it. Could you build something that's complementary to the solution? Could you build something that's better than the existing solution that's already out there? And it makes it easier because you know that solution's already selling. So you can copy the marketing a lot of times. You can copy the sales points, the benefits. You can copy all of that in your own marketing. It really is a shortcut sometimes to getting there. Now, the best ideas, as I said, do it better, cheaper, faster. That's an important one. Not always cheaper. Sometimes you can do it for a little bit more if the solution is a little bit more what I like to call elegant, right? Sometimes the ideas that are out there, some are really cheap, but they're not really very elegant, right? That's the thing with Android voices versus iPhone. You have Android phones. Some of them are not very elegant. The iPhone is elegant, right? So it appeals differently. So it's not doing it so much cheaper. It's just doing it much better and much prettier, right? In the case of Apple, that's the way they look at it. So you got to look at it from those perspectives. You got to have those pieces in place and say, okay, you know, is this idea that I have, does it match the criteria? Does it meet this? This is very basic criteria, by the way. It goes a lot further than this, but this is get you off the ground. Should I spend even 10 more minutes on this idea, yes or no? If it doesn't fit this model, it's really, really, really going to be difficult to move you forward. And by the way, the hardest thing for me is to be face-to-face with people at a party or a seminar or an event, you know, and they come up to me with a million-dollar idea and they're so excited. And as I'm listening to it, in my mind, I go through the criteria and it doesn't match. The hardest thing for me to do is to tell them that. Right? The hardest thing to do is tell them, you know, you have an idea, you've got some pieces, great, but, you know, this is not something that I believe is marketable. Am I right 100% of the time? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, sometimes I make mistakes on that. Sometimes people say, you know, I'm not listening to you, Rob. I don't care what you say. I'm going to go do it anyway. And they go do it. Sometimes it flops. Sometimes they actually make a few dollars on it. It's great. But, you know, for someone who's been in marketing since the 80s, I kind of know what works and what doesn't work out there because I've seen it again and again and again. I've been in the process of product development for so long, and I get the opportunity to see what's working, what's not working, how it works, and what makes it easiest to come to market and get what I like to see immediate traction. There's this thing when we send out emails. This has been sort of a long-standing thing. You send out an email to your list, and if you get no response, zero, nothing happens in the first 15 minutes, your email's a dud. You say, 15 minutes, Rob, that's all I get? Yeah. You're either going to get traction or you're not. And I always know. I always look at the email. I say, okay, it went out at 1 o'clock. By 1:15, do I have a sale? No sales. I've made nobody signed up. Nobody, no, the email's a flop. It didn't work. And immediately, I don't sit there hoping that it's going to get better. I know within 15 minutes, is it going to work or is it not going to work? Because email is an immediate marketing medium, right? If I send an email out, bang, you receive it. There's no delay in your receiving. Well, hardly ever a delay in you receiving it. If I were text marketing via text message or messenger message now in Facebook, it would be the same thing. It's immediate marketing. So you want to have the same approach when you bring something new to market. You want to have immediate traction. Right? iPhone came to market. Did they have immediate traction? Lines around the block, right? And people had to wait 6 months for it. It was a $600 phone, and nobody had ever heard of paying $600 for a phone back then. But they did. because it solved a problem. Everyone saw the problems that it solved, and they wanted that elegant solution for it. So you've got to have the same idea when you're going forward with your ideas. How do I get into the market and on day one be making money? Because if you're not making money on day one, it gets really hard and it's really quick to get demotivated. If it starts making money, then the market will push you. That motivation will keep coming, and it'll keep pushing you forward. So that's an important thing to have happening for you. Okay, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor today. Sponsor is the Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv. We've got a lot of marketing experts there. And the problem that this one solves is that a lot of people have told me over the years that marketing training was real expensive. So I said, what if we put together a network where we got some of the greatest experts, some of the smartest marketing minds, brought them in, had them do interviews and even courses for us, but instead of charging hundreds and in many cases thousands of dollars for the training, let's have an all-you-can-eat sort of a Netflix, if you will, for marketing training. Netflix for marketing, the Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv. You get inside and you get an opportunity to watch videos. And the videos here, what we did is we went, again, the Netflix model. And we said, where can you watch Netflix? Pretty much anywhere. Well, you can watch our videos anywhere, too. We have them encoded specially for, you know, if you watch it on a smartphone, you're going to get a small smartphone version of it. If you watch it on an 80-inch flat screen television, you're going to get the version that will look best there, which is the highest quality HD 1080p video. And we want to make sure that you have access to the content when you want it, where you want it, unlimited streaming, just $9.95 a month, not really expensive at all. So I want you to go over to the Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv. You can save 25% on your membership. So instead of $9.95, it'll be less than that, 25% less, about $7, $7.50. Use offer code COACH at checkout, and you'll qualify for that discount. If nothing else, go over, have a look at themarketingnetwork.tv and have a look at what's there. I think you're really going to like it. Okay, so weekend's here. What are we going to do on the weekend? You know, you got to spend some time, got to do something that's valuable, something that's important, something that's going to push you forward. My thinking has always been this. At the end of every day, I want to make sure that I've done something that's moved the needle forward, that I've done something that's moved my career forward. And I had a hard day yesterday. I really wasn't feeling well at all. And in fact, I took a nap midday because I just wasn't feeling well. I had pushed too far. I just burned myself completely out. My body said, okay, no more. We're stopping now. And I had to. Yeah, I couldn't go on. There was nothing more. But as I was lying there resting, I was thinking about, okay, what do I want to get done? Is there anything that I can do, even a small thing that I could do to move the needle forward? And sure enough, there was. After a nap, I got up, I wrote an email, and I contacted someone to come in and do an interview with me. And I thought, hey, this is really good. We're moving the needle forward. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek here. Very soon, we're going to be adding some interviews, and it's going to look something like this. I'm going to be on one side, and then my guest will be over here. The Kilroy Johnson, just a fake name. Obviously, it's not actually somebody named. Well, there might be somebody named that, but we're actually going to be doing interviews. So I started to say, okay, who do I want to interview? Who do I want to bring in on this podcast that might be of interest? And, you know, other people that I could bring in for the Marketing Network to deliver courses. And all of a sudden, you know, this list started to come out, and I started to make this new list of people. And I said, okay, we're going to start contacting them. And sure enough, that's what I did. And I've got people already lined up now who want to come in and do it. So you got to push yourself forward a little bit, even a little bit. Every single week, you've got to do something. This weekend, I picked up a book by Dan Kennedy, Powerful Presentations. Not a very big book. This is a weekend read. So tonight, you know, after I'm done with everything that I need to do family-wise, I'm just going to go in and have a look at this book and pick out a few gems here and there, things that I could use in my own business. There's always a gem, no matter what the book is. There's always something you can learn from it. And I'll learn something. I'll spend a little bit of time on that this weekend. And I encourage you to do the same thing. You know, when you're going through your weekend and you're looking at, gee, you know, I don't have to be in my 9-to-5 job, or I don't have, you know, any obligations or anything. Really go out there and find something that you can do. Find a book you can read, a webcast you can watch, a webinar you could listen to, or subscribe to this podcast or subscribe to any podcast that's to give you something new, a new perspective on things. I think that makes a huge difference. And I encourage you to do that regularly, not just this weekend, but every weekend going forward. Okay. I am looking for your messages. You want questions answered? You have a million-dollar idea you'd like me to talk about here on this podcast? Send me an email, robert@ultimatewealth.com. And I read all the emails that I get, by the way. So anything you send, I'm going to read it. Even if it's a pitch for your network marketing company, it's fine. Send it to me. I'll look at it. And if you want to be you want questions answered on a future episode of this podcast, that's the way to do it. We will have a viewer mail segment. We're getting some questions in, not a lot of them I'm just answering as they come in. I haven't really felt they were, you know, appropriate for a larger audience. But, you know, if you've got a question, absolutely send it my way, robert@ultimatewealth.com. And I will be happy to answer it on a future episode of this podcast, Coach's Corner. So with that, I will send you on your way. Thank you so much for being a part of this. If you haven't already subscribed in iTunes, please do, and make sure you tell your friends to do it as well. If you're seeing this on Facebook, go ahead and share this video. I'd really appreciate that. And give it a like. You know, you get an opportunity, that like button. That like button means a lot, not to me, not just to me, but to everyone else as well. Lets them know that there's good content here, and it makes it, you know, something that they should take a moment to look at. So thanks so much, everyone. We'll see you again next time. Thanks for watching.